Father, we pray that your kingdom will come.
天父，我们恳求你的国降临。
Let your will be done on this earth like it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在这地上，如同在天上。
Tonight, do whatever you want to do.
今天晚上，愿你就按照你的旨意行。
And Holy Spirit, help us to follow you.
圣灵帮助我们来跟随你。
We are not the leader, you are.
我们不是领袖，你才是领袖。
And we honor you in Jesus' name.
我们尊崇你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So last night we laid a foundation for an understanding of the end times.
昨天晚上我们有稍微打一个基础，就是讲到末世。
If you want to build your knowledge on the end times, you must know Daniel chapter 9.
如果你想要建立你对于末世的基础的话，那你必须要知道但以理书第九章。
So we talked about the things in verses 26 to 29.
我们有讲了第26节到29节。
And we talked about the interval of the 69 weeks.And 70 weeks, there's a gap in between.
我们有讲到那个69个的期跟那个第70个期中间有一个间隔。
So 69 weeks of that prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus presented himself as king on the donkey.
所以那69个期的预言，当耶稣骑在驴驹上的时候实现了。
So now we are waiting for the last 7 years of the prophecy concerning Israel to begin.
所以我们现在在等候那个关于以色列的那七年的预言的开始。
When the beginning of this 7 years starts,
当这个七年开始的起头开始了。
The Antichrist will be manifest in the earth.
敌基督会在世上彰显出来。
And he will make a covenant with Israel.
他会跟以色列立约。
Israel, we will look at it one more time, has a spirit of blindness upon them.
我们会再次看到以色列他们身上有一个瞎眼的灵。
Now we know that there are some Jews that believe Jesus is the Messiah.
我们知道有的犹太人相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
But most of them do not believe Jesus was the Messiah.
但是他们大部分的人都不相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
And this is a blindness over Israel and the Jews in general.
这就是犹太人以色列他们普遍有的眼瞎。
So, I'm going to talk about simply three things that have to take place before the seven years begins.
所以我要单单讲在那七年开始之前必须发生的三件事情。
So one more time.
所以再一次。
The Jews will make a covenant with the Antichrist.
我要再讲就是犹太人会跟敌基督立约。
And then halfway through, 3.5 years later, the Antichrist will break his promise to Israel.
然后在三年半之后，敌基督会毁了他跟以色列所立的约。
And then this last 3.5 years of the prophecy of the 70th week.
然后在这个最后的三年半，就讲到这个七十个七的最后的三年半。
Jeremiah prophesied and called it Jacob's trouble.
耶利米曾经预言说这是雅各的灾难。
So those 3.5 years, the second 3.5 years, it's called the Great Tribulation.
所以那最后的三年半被称为大灾难。
You see, the way I understand it, there are 3 categories of tribulation.
就我的理解，灾难有三种。
In the original language, tribulation, it doesn't just mean trouble, it means pressure.
在原文里面的大灾难的意思不只是说有一些艰难，而它还有另外一个意思，就是压力。
Now, even if you forget about the prophecy we're talking about, Jesus said that all Christians that believe in him, we will all have tribulation.
即使你忘了我们所讲的那个但以理书的经文，但是耶稣曾经讲说，所有的基督徒都会受到艰难灾难。
And so he wanted us to be aware that not everything will be good and easy just because we believe in him.
所以耶稣要我们知道，单单因为我们相信他，不代表我们一切都会很顺遂。
That's the general category of tribulation.
这就是大灾难一般的种类。
Something simple in the news. You know, in Nigeria, north of Nigeria, the Boko Haram has been killing Christians for many years.
大家都知道，你单单看新闻就知道，在奈及利亚的北部，有一些人他们就专门在杀基督徒。
I'm not here to try and tell you to like Donald Trump.
我在这里不是试着要叫你去喜欢川普总统。
But something good that he did is he sent forces to go into North Nigeria to try and protect Christians.
但是他有做一件好事，就是他派遣军队到奈及利亚的北部去试着保护基督徒。
And that's a blessing from God.
那是从神来的祝福。
Now living in America, that gives me hope.
生活在美国让我有个盼望。
That if he's willing to protect Christians in another country,
如果他愿意去保护另外一个国家的基督徒，
is it possible that our government will also try to protect Christians in America?
那么是否我们的政府也会试着保护在美国的基督徒？
Now, the protection of Jews is different.
犹太人的保护是不同的。
Because Jews are prophesied to return back to Israel.
因为有预言讲到说犹太人要回到以色列。
And so God is permitting all this trouble of anti-Semitism, they call it.
所以神容许这一切的反闪族的事情发生。
No matter what the politicians try to do, they will not stop the hatred against the Jews.
不管政客们怎么做，他们没有办法阻止人们不去恨犹太人。
And we're getting real close to seeing them moving back to Israel.
我们已经很接近将要看到这些犹太人会搬回以色列。
So,Let's go to Luke chapter 19.
我们一起来看路加福音第十九章。
Now, in this chapter, Zechariah prophesied about Jesus being the Messiah.
在这章里面有撒加利亚对耶稣是弥赛亚的预言。
And that he would be presented as king in Israel, coming on a donkey.
就讲到他会骑着驴驹，然后 以君王的身份被呈现在以色列人的面前。
And this is what happened.
这就是发生的事情。
So now, when Jesus was on the donkey, let's read verse 38 and let's see what the people are saying.
我们来看一看，当耶稣骑在驴驹上，在三十八节，人们是怎么说的
？Yeah.
路加福音十九章三十八节，奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
This is the only time in Jesus's physical life here that he was permitted to be presented as the king of Israel. It was the only time.
这是耶稣在以肉身在世上显现唯一一次。以君王的身份呈现出来的。
Now in verse 39,
在三十九节
we see the Pharisees don't like it.
我们看到法利赛人不喜欢这样。
Let's see what they said.
我们来看看他们是怎么说的。三十九节，众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”
And Jesus responded in verse 40. Let's read it.
第四十节，耶稣就回答说：“我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。”
So he keeps speaking to them, and let's read verses 41 and 42.
耶稣就继续跟他们说话。我们再接下来看第四十一跟四十二节。耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说。巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
So now, why is Jesus rebuking the Pharisees?
为什么耶稣在斥责法利赛人呢
？Because he held them accountable. They were supposed to be students of the law of the Torah.
因为耶稣是要他们交账要负责任的因为他们本来应该是律法的学生
And they should have had knowledge of the prophet Daniel
他们本来应当也知道但以理先知的
And Zechariah
还有撒加利亚
And Jesus is rebuking them saying You should have understood the prophecy of this moment, me coming on a donkey.
所以耶稣斥责他们说，你们本应当要知道我骑着驴驹来的这一刻。
But you're choosing today to be against what's happening.
但是你们今天却在抵挡正发生的事情。
So, here's what he says in verse 42.Let's read it again.
我们再来读四十二节，耶稣说的：“巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。”
He says, "If you would only know that this day, you should have studied and known this from Daniel."
巴不得你知道这个日子，你本来研读但以理书应该是知道的。
And the other prophets.
还有研读关于其他的先知。
And then Jesus made this interesting pronouncement in verse 42.
然后在四十二节，耶稣就是很有趣的又宣告了一件事。
He says, "You rejected the prophecy."
说你们拒绝了这预言。
You're rejecting it right now while I'm being called the king.
当我现在被称为王的时候，你们拒绝了。
But now, the things that you should know as Israel, they will be hidden from your eyes.
但是你们身为以色列本应当知道的事情，现在会从你们眼前隐藏起来。
And this is the moment when the blindness over the Jews began.
这就是以色列整体的瞎眼开始的时候。
So that's why today, to try and go to Israel and be an evangelist to win Jews, it's a very difficult thing.
这就是为什么现在试着到以色列去传福音，试着要赢得这些以色列人归主是非常困难的事情。
So now let's go to Romans chapter 11.
我们来看罗马书第十一章。
And I'm curious, how close are we to the Jews having their eyes opened?
我非常好奇，就是我们离犹太人的眼睛被打开到底有多接近。
So this blindness will continue until something happens.
所以他们的瞎眼会继续下去，直到有事情发生。
So we're going to have a shorter message tonight, and we're going to look at three different until times, untils.
所以我们今天会看三件不同的事情，就是直到什么时候。
So let's read verse 25, Romans 11.
所以我们来读罗马书十一章二十五节。
Yes.
罗马书十一章二十五节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘。恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目添满了。
So the Apostle Paul is confirming what Jesus said, that there is a hardness and a blindness on the Israel people.
所以使徒保罗他是在印证以色列人他们是硬心的，而且他们是眼瞎的。
And he says in this verse, this type of blindness will continue until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
他说这样子的眼瞎会持续，只等到外邦人的数目添满了。
So now we need to understand, what is the fullness of the Gentiles?
所以那么我们就需要了解什么是外邦人的数目添满。
Most of the scholars of the Bible agree that this time means something.
大部分的圣经学者都一致认为这句话的意义。
It means it's the church age.
这意义就是这是教会时代。
It's when the Gentiles, it says come in, those words,When a Gentile comes in, they mean it, they come into the kingdom.
这意思是外邦人他们就进入神的国。
So there is a specific number that God has in his mind for Gentiles to be saved.
所以在神的心意中有一个特别的 数目字，就是要有多少的外邦人得救的。
So when the last one...becomes a Christian.
所以当最后一个成为基督徒的人，
suddenly God will do something to Israel and lift the blindness.
所以那么忽然之间上帝就会做一些事情，除掉他们的眼瞎。
That's the fullness of the Gentiles.
这就是外邦人的数目添满。
So when the last one is savedThe focus will turn away from the church onto Israel.
所以当最后一个外邦人得救的时候，那么焦点就会移开教，从教会离开，而是转向了以色列。
And when you think of the word church,
当你想到教会这个词，
in Revelation, which reveals the outplay of the end of the age,
在启示录里面有讲到世界的末了。
You will see only at the beginning where it talks about church.
那你只会看到讲到教会的开始。
And then from chapter 4 on, there is nothing that I have found that talks about us, the church.
然后启示录第四章开始，至少就我所发现的，没有任何讲到我们，讲到教会。
Or should I say, we see nothing about the church.Down here on the earth.
或者我应该说，我没有看到任何是有关是在地上教会的事情。
So something you have to think of in Revelation chapter 4.
所以你必须去思索启示录第四章。
And as you continue to read,
当你继续研读的时候，
John was caught up to heaven.
约翰他被提到天上。
And he said, he saw multitudes worshiping the Lord.
他说他有看到有许多人有群众在敬拜主。
But he said that he saw every nation represented.
但是他看到每一个代表的国家。
That's when he saw them.
他在那里看到的。
The way I understand the Bible,
我对圣经的理解,
it says, when the gospel is preached to every nation, the end is come.
就是当福音传到了各国所有的国家的时候，那么末世就要来到。
Not every person, but every nation.
不是讲说福音传给每一个人，而是每一个国家。
Which means, for the prophecy to be fulfilled, you only need one person from each nation to believe to fulfill the prophecy.
这意思是，只要每一个国家都有一个人相信了，那么这个预言就会应验。
This is before Jesus comes on the white horse in chapter 19.
这是在十九章耶稣骑白马来之前。
So my question to myself and my question to you is this.
所以我对自己还有对你们发出的问题是这个。
How did every nation, how did they all get there?
每一个国家是怎么样到那里的呢?
And it's very reasonable to think that we were removed from the earth.
有一种想法是很合理的，就是说我们都被带走了，离开这个世界。
To escape the wrath of God in the rest of the book of Revelation, it's possible.
能够躲避在启示录其剩下来的地方讲到的神的愤怒，这是可能的。
The question is, why did they get there?
所以
How did they get there?
问题是他们是怎么到那里的呢？
So.That's the fullness of the Gentiles.
所以那就是外邦人时候满足的。
That's the first until that we took care of.
这就是我们讲的第一个，是直到那个时候。
Now let's go back to Luke chapter 21.
我们回过头去看路加福音二十一章。
Let's read Luke chapter 21, verse 24.
我们来读路加福音二十一章二十四节。
Yeah, let's see here. Actually, yeah, yeah. Let's read 23 and 24.
我们来读路加福音二十一章二十三、二十四节。当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了，因为将有大灾难降在这地方，也有震怒临到这百姓。他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去。耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
So now, the language here, it begins describing the 70 years after Jesus was born, when the temple, the second temple was destroyed. That's the context it starts with.
这里的上下文就是耶稣降生后的七十年圣殿被毁。
And it's described as Gentiles trampling their feet on Jerusalem.
这里所描述的就是外邦人他们用脚来践踏耶路撒冷。
But if we pay attention to the end of The verse 24.
如果我们注意第二十四节的后面
it says that this will continue even after the destruction of the temple.
讲到说，甚至圣殿被毁之后，这样的事情还是会持续着。
So Jerusalem will be in trouble because of Gentiles.
所以耶路撒冷因为外邦人的缘故还是会有灾难。
Until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled.
直到外邦人的日期满了。
So this is different from the first until we talked about.
所以这跟我们讲的第一个直到是不一样的。
The first until is Gentiles coming in to the kingdom.
第一个直到是外邦人进到神的国里。
This time of the Gentiles is when Gentiles basically, since Nebuchadnezzar, they have been ruling the world.
从尼布甲尼撒王开始，外邦人其实一直在统治着世界。
Even today,
甚至今天，
politicians are telling the people how to live.
那些政客都在告诉人们该怎么生活。
Just paying taxes is proof that they're telling us how to live.
但是交税就是他们在告诉我们要怎么生活。
You know,When there is so much waste of money, it's proof that they're taking too much money from us. It's true.
浪费了太多钱，这就证明了他们政府跟我们收了太多钱。
So you have the EU and the UN, the United Nations and the European gatherings.They don't like Israel.
所以，像欧盟还有联合国，他们都不喜欢以色列。
Now, why is this?
为什么呢？
Well, it's because they don't realize that they are under the influence of the kingdom of darkness.
因为他们没有自觉意识到是自己是属于是在那个黑暗的影响力之下。
Satan.Hates Israel so much because that's where the Messiah defeated him.
撒旦非常痛恨以色列，因为就是在那里，耶稣击败了撒旦。
And he's very bitter and angry that Jesus, as a Jew, defeated him.
而撒旦就是非常的苦毒愤怒，因为身为犹太人的耶稣击败了他。
And he's very angry that the first apostles and ministers of the gospel, they were birthed out of Israel.
而且他也非常的愤怒，就是那些初代的使徒们都是从以色列出来的。
So the kingdom of light began in Israel, the gospel of Jesus, that's where it began.
所以那光明的国度还有福音都是从以色列开始的。
Now the leaders of the world are not thinking like that.
事实上，执政掌权的人，他们并没有这样想。
They hate Israel. They come up with excuses with different reasons why they hate Israel.
他们恨以色列，他们就想出不同的原因。
And so they accuse Israel of genocide and other things.
所以他们就控告说以色列种族屠杀还有其他的事情。
When really we have political leaders, we have leaders in the world that have demon spirits that are antichrist.
其实我们在世界上的政治领袖，他们有一些人是有有敌基督的邪灵。
They don't know that they're under the spirit of Antichrist. They don't know it.
他们不晓得自己是受了敌基督的邪灵影响。
The young students in our universities that are being rude and evil against Jews, they don't know that they have demon spirits. They don't know.
在我们的大学里面，有一些学生也不晓得自己是被那些邪灵所掌控了。
That's how they learn to hate the Jews.
他们就是因为那样子，所以学会了痛恨犹太人。
An evil spirit of hate enters them, and that's why they begin to hate.
仇恨的邪灵进到了他们的里面，这就是为什么他们会开始仇恨。
So, Israel, as you know, has trouble with all of the nations in the world.
大家都知道，以色列跟世界所有的国家都有一些问题。
And so, the prophecy here.
所以这里的预言
is that Jerusalem will be under the influence of Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled.
所以这里的预言是讲耶路撒冷会受到外邦人的影响，直到外邦人的日期满了。
So we have the European nation, we have the United Nations, we have Islamic nations, we have nations that have developed a hatred for Israel, and it's causing trouble for Israel.
所以我们有欧盟，也有联合国，还有伊斯兰教的国家，这些呢，他们都已经发展出一些东西。造成了以色列的问题。
So the time is coming.
所以时候要到了。
Where heaven will make a decision.
天堂会做一个决定。
And God will say, that's enough.
神会说够了。
And God will become active in rebuking all nations.
神他会很积极的斥责所有的国家。
And I think that's the beginning of this last 7 years.
我想这就是这最后七年的开始。
The whole world will begin to go into confusion and chaos.
全世界都开始会进入混乱。
Hallelujah. So the time of the Gentiles ruling.And running the show, it's coming to an end.
所以那个时候，外邦人他们掌权的时候就要结束了。
Now, let's go to Acts chapter 3.
我们来看《使徒行传》第三章。
This is the third until.
这是我们要讲的第三个直到。
And let's just read verse 21.
我们来看《使徒行传》第三章第二十一节。
Actually, let's read verses 19 to 21.
我们一起来看从十九节一直到二十一节。
Yeah.、Mm-hmm.
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督降临，天必留他等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。
Now you have to remember who Peter is preaching to.
要记得彼得那个时候是在跟谁讲道。
This was the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit came in great power.
这是五旬节的时候，圣灵带着大的能力降临。
And Peter is telling mostly the Jews, he's telling them to repent, change, turn.
彼得主要是在对犹太人说，就叫他们要改变，要悔改。
And in verse 19, he talks about the presence of the Lord.
在十九节，他们有讲到主的同在。
Now we have the presence of the Lord here tonight.
今天晚上我们在这里有主的同在。
But the presence of the Lord is also supposed to be the inheritance for Israel.
但是主的同在应该也是以色列人的产业。
But they can't have it until they repent.
但是除非他们悔改，不然他们就得不着这个。
And so in verse 20, Jesus is the focus.
所以在第二十节，耶稣就是焦点。
And then it talks about in verse 21 that Jesus is in heaven.
然后二十一节讲到耶稣在天上。
And he has to physically stay in heaven.
他必须实质的留在天上。
Now, in the spirit, Jesus is here with us tonight, in the spirit.
在灵里面，耶稣今天晚上跟我们在一起。
But we are waiting for his physical return.
但是我们在期待着他有形质的再来。
And so in verse 21,
所以第二十一节
It says Jesus must physically stay in heaven.
讲到耶稣他必须天必留他，他必须实质的在天上。
Until a time comes for the beginning of the restoration of Israel.
直到以色列这个万物复兴的时候开始。
And it says the restoration of all things.
这里讲到就是万物复兴。
So these are the three untils.
所以这就是三个直到。
And a lot of these untils, they're focused. The focus is on the Jews.
这些的直到很多的焦点都是在于以色列，在犹太人。
So now we are in the interval of these three untils.
所以我们现在正处于这三个直到的中间期。
And then when the last Gentile, God has, do you know that God has an exact number of who's going to be saved? He knows.
你知道神关于有多少人会得救，神有一个很确切的数目字。
So if there's one more to be saved,
所以如果还有一个人要得救，
and you're here tonight,
今天晚上你在这里。
Please don't stop the rest of us. Give your life to Jesus.
哦，所以你就要到耶稣的面前，你不要来来阻拦我们。
How close are we?
我们有多么靠近呢？
We're very close.
我们已经非常的接近了。
And that's the message for tonight.
这就是今天晚上的信息。
The last 7 years is, it's close, it's coming.
最后的七年已经快要来了。
So last night we took a bit longer for the message.
昨天晚上我们花了比较长的时间讲道。
And there were some questions, and we went till 10 o'clock.
哦，然后也有一些人发问，所以我们后来就超过了十点钟才结束。
So we need to make a change, and we're going to try and teach a little less like this.
所以今天晚上我们就试着就是教导比较短。
And I believe God wants us to have more ministry of the Spirit, if that's okay with you.
我相信神想要我们有更多在圣灵里的服事，如果大家也觉得这样子可以的话。
And I'm not concerned about less teaching because you have a lot of good teaching here.
因为在这里我们已经有很多的教导，所以我这个教导比较短，我觉得没有什么问题。
This church does not lack teaching.
这个教会不缺少教导。
So let's do the ministry of the Spirit. That's why I'm here. It's what I do.
好，所以我们现在就会有灵里的侍奉啊，这就是我在这里的原因。
Okay. So, Let's say this. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come."
我们就这样说，因为圣灵跟心腹都说来。
You don't have to shout it. Just say, "Come, Lord Jesus."
你就说耶稣，请你来，耶稣，请你来。
Come, come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，请你来。
Now, why do we say "come"? Because we don't know when He's coming.
我们为什么说来呢？因为我们不晓得他什么时候来。
Why does the Holy Spirit say "come"?
为什么圣灵要说来呢？
It's because He doesn't know when Jesus is coming.
因为他不知道耶稣什么时候来。
Jesus said, No one knows except the Father when I'm coming back.
耶稣说，除了父以外，没有人知道我什么时候再来。
That explains why the Holy Spirit is also saying, "Yes, yes, come, Lord Jesus."
这就解释了为什么圣灵也在说，是的，耶稣，愿你来。
It's amazing. So, let's search for the work of the Holy Spirit. Let's see where he is, what he's doing.
我们来寻求看，圣灵他要做什么？
I see a man coughing in the night.
我看到有位弟兄在 晚上在咳嗽。
You wake up in the middle of the morning, a lot of times between like 3 and 4 o'clock, 3:45, something like that.
你常常清晨的时候，差不多是3:45到4点之间会醒来。
And I was going to say, you're not coughing now, but that's when you cough a lot.
哦、我本来要说你现在没有在咳嗽，但是那个时候就是清晨的时候，你是咳得很厉害。
And he's been trying to stop it for quite some time.、
他已经有 一段时间了，一直试着要能够不咳嗽。
So I would like to pray for you.
所以我要为你祷告。
To fix this, come.
来，处理这个问题。好，请你到前面来。
First, is it true what I said?
首先我讲的是不是真的
That's the time?
就是那个时间吗就是你通常咳嗽的就是那个时间吗
Okay.
And also during the day. Yeah.
Okay. In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名我斥责这个咳嗽。
And I command these lungs, I command you lungs to be healed.
你的肺，我命令你得医治了。
And Holy Spirit,
圣灵，
right now go in,
圣灵，现在你进入，
and heal.
医治他。有没有感受到神？就是他感觉有一点热哈。好，请回坐。神祝福你。
I feel like my eyes are.Are blinking like this.
我觉得我的眼睛现在在眨眼，就这样子。
And I see someone in front of a computer.
我看到有一个人在电脑前。
And your eyes, you try to stop it, but sometimes you just do this.
你试着要让自己眼睛不眨，但是你就是会这样眨。
And it's like a habit that has come into your eyes.
好像。就是你眼睛有这种就是眨眼的习惯了。
You just blink, you blink, blink. It actually, I see one man and two women with this issue.
其实我看到有这样子一直眨眼的问题是有一个弟兄还有两个姐妹。
It's not painful.
这个不会让你觉得痛苦。
It's just the habit.
就是你的习惯。
And God wants to minister peace to your eyes.
神想要让你的眼睛有平安。
Okay, let me
有哪一位？
This is the man.
好，
and then
弟兄，
two ladies
还有两位姐妹也是哈。好， now, 请到前面来。
Can I explain something?
我可不可以跟你们解释一下？
The anointing sometimes.The activity of the anointing has a location.
有时候恩膏的活动是有位置的。
And you have to find out where he is active.
那你必须去发掘，圣灵是在哪里活跃着。
Sometimes it's in certain places, and sometimes it's all over the room.
有时候是在某一个特定的地方，有时候会在这整个的会场。
But right now the activity is up here.
但是现在这个圣灵的活动是在这里。
And as the meeting continues, you will see the activity of the Holy Spirit begin to move.
当这聚会继续进行，我们会看到圣灵开始会在不同的地方运行。
Father, in the name of Jesus.
天父，奉耶稣的名。
I pray peace for his eyes.
我为他的眼睛祷告，有平安。他会开始发现有一个新的平安，他的眨眼会停下来，平安，平安啊，单单的平安。
Now another thing I saw for you.
我还看到你有另外一点。
I'm looking at your finances, and you're doing well. But I see. You know how when you look at a graph, and the graph goes up.
哦，我看到你的财务，你的财务你现在是做得不错，但是就是说你看一个图表，好像那个图表它的那个曲线是往上升的。
I see something happening in real soon, like June and July. Something's going to happen to your finances. There's going to be an increase in prosperity for about 2 months. Something good is going to happen.
我看到在六七月的时候，你这个你的财务的这个曲线是上升，有好事情要发生。
You're doing good now.
哦，就好像说你现在是过得不错。
It's steady.
是很稳定的。
But God's going to bless you and lift you.
但是神要祝福你，要提升你。
And then it'll come back to the level where you are now. So
然后又会再回到你原来的那个样子。
So maybe he has to pay more taxes.
所以或许他要付更多的税。
Sit down. Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, you could take your glasses off. Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Bless her eyes.
祝福她的眼睛。
I speak peace.
我说平安。
When she looks at the computer, she'll notice.
当她看电脑的时候，她会注意到。
That her eyes are at rest.
她的眼睛是安息的。
And Lord, for her eyes.
主，她的眼睛。
Let your peace come into her eyes.
让你的平安，临到她的眼睛。
And let there be rest.
让她有休息。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm seeing an Indian doctor. This Indian doctor, there's someone here that has an Indian doctor you visit regularly.
What's an Indian doctor?
An Indian doctor. Indian.
Indian doctor.
Yes, he's Indian.
Okay, Indian. Okay, 有人就是说，你常常去看一个医生，他是印度人，Indian.
Yeah. Now you know those names are so long that to have a word of knowledge of his name is.
你知道印度人的名字很长哦，所以这个很难有他们这知识。
Viswanathanaka Arampapanda Kayana.
Okay, that lady, the lady over there.
Yeah. So, come here.
请到，请。
Physical therapist. Okay.
他有去看那个复健物理治疗师。
Is he? He's a little. She? Okay. Is okay? Is she a little taller than you?
她是比你高一点。
Yeah, about the same. She's very skinny.
She's very skinny.
很瘦哈，她那个印度医生很瘦。
Okay. Now she's trying to help you and with all this physical therapy and everything.
所以她。
For some parts. Okay. All right. Well, she is going to be, I would say, surprised when Jesus touches you now.
Oh, so Jesus 现在要触摸你，连你的医生都会非常的讶异。
You will hear her say, "Oh, this is good improvement."
Oh, 你会听到她说，哦，你这个已经改善的很多了。
And the improvement is going to be quicker than she thought.
而你的改善会比医生所以为的要来得快。
That sounds good, huh?
Just say, ask if there's a person that coughing.
Yes.
Normally cough in the morning, 3 to 4 o'clock, and wake up. Actually, my husband did that.
Your husband too. He's not here.
哦，因为刚才牧师讲到那个会在清晨咳嗽的，他的这个文姬的先生也是有这样的问题，不过他今天没有来哈。
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll pray for him, but he should be here.
哦，我会为他祷告，但是他应该要来的哦。
Maybe tomorrow.
或许明天吧。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
，bless this woman of God now.
现在求你祝福这位属神的姐妹。
Touch her body and her bones.
触摸她的身体，还有她的骨头。
And her muscles.
还有她的肌肉。
And just let your anointing go through her.
让你的恩膏就能够流遍她。
Oh, God bless you.
神祝福你。
Why do conservatives hate this?
为什么保守派的人他们很痛恨这样的情形呢？
Do you understand? Why do people hate this?
你了不了解为什么人们恨这样的情况？
You know, to me that's so beautiful.
对我来说这是很美的事情。
Peace, rest.
平安安息。
You know, actually, while we're talking about this, I'm seeing a sleeping pill now.
其实当我刚才一边在讲的时候，我看到那个就是什么睡安眠药。
I don't know much about these things, but because in my life, I by God's grace, I don't take any medicine.
哦，我对这个东西知道的不多哈，因为我因着神的恩典，我自己是没有吃药的。
Yeah, I think it's called something like melatonin. Yeah, melanin is for the skin. Melatonin. Yeah. So.
褪黑激素哈。
There's someone here. You don't take it all the time, but you have it by your bed and.
有没有人？你不是说每天都在吃哦？但是你在你的床头有放着那个。
What you think? When you get in bed, you sit on your bed and you think, "I know it's going to take me more than 1 hour to fall asleep."
哦，你坐在你的床上，然后你就想说，哦，我大概要一个多小时才能够入睡。
So I'm going to take this to go to sleep sooner.
啊，所以好，那我就要来吃这个褪黑激素，好让我能够比较快入睡。
Is that correct? Okay.
你是不是这样？好，请你来。
And we'll get to you.
你也是吗?
Okay.
The same thing with her.
Same with you too. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll pray for you here.
好，他现在这边，好，你就在这边。Okay.
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Bless her now.
现在祝福她。
Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。
The Lord gives sleep to his beloved.
主所爱的必安然入睡。
I pray for good sleep for you in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名，我为你的睡眠能够很好的入睡来祷告。
Now you're going to be feeling a little drowsy.
你会感觉好像有点晕头，有点头晕哈。
You feel it now?
你现在感觉这样子吗？
Yeah. Yeah. So when you go back to your seat,
所以当你回到你的座位，
if you fall asleep, I will not be mad at you.
如果你睡着了，我不会生你的气啊。
And I will tell the people not to bother you.
我会告诉别人说不要来打扰你啊。
没有，没有，没有。Okay, thank you. Okay. Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
We thank you that we have pills and prescriptions that help us.
哦，我们就是我们有这些药啊，有这些药来帮助我们，我们为此感谢。
But we are your children.
但是我们是神，我们是你的孩子。
And we look to you first.
我们首先是来仰望你。
Holy Spirit, come on her now.
圣灵，你现在就降在她的身上。
And give her sleep.
啊，让她能够入睡。
You see my hand shaking, so.
大家看到我的手有在有稍微在抖动啊。
Sometimes the power it goes like that.
有时候能力会能力来的时候，有时候会这样子。
Okay. Okay, it's a little stronger. Yeah.Okay, I pray for you. I pray for you.
我为你祷告啊。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
touch her.
触摸她。
Let your peace come upon her.
你的平安就降在她的身上。
And I pray that you release her from these tranquilizers.
求你就释放她，让她不需要再服用镇定剂。
Heal her, Jesus.
耶稣医治她。
I like this.
哦，我喜欢这样子。
It's so peaceful, isn't it?
非常的祥和平安哈。
You know, in Matthew chapter 17.
你知道在马太福音十七章。
Peter, James, and John, they fell asleep.
彼得、雅各、约翰他们睡着了。
But the glory of God was there.
但神的荣耀在那里。
It's very possible that they went to sleep because of the presence of God.
很可能是因为神的同在，所以他们睡着了。
So sometimes When I'm ministering and people fall asleep,
所以有时候我当我在服侍的时候，有人睡着了
，I don't get mad.
我不会生气。
I say, "Oh, that's the glory of God."
我说，哦，这是神的荣耀。
It's better to sleep and have Jesus talk to you instead of me talk to you.
哦，所以宁可是你睡觉，然后耶稣跟你说话，而不是我在跟你说话。
Okay, let's see what else. So, can you feel the anointing where?
你能不能感受到恩膏？
Can you feel it like you know you're going to sleep good tonight?
你能不能知道说你今天晚上会睡得很好？
You know. Now.You want to ask something?
这位
You His health You have Wilson's disease? That's what it's called? Or
你这个是什么？这个叫这个字怎么念？我不知道你这个字怎么。你说你有什么病是不是？好，你这个病叫什么？你可不可以讲一下这个病你的病名？这个白什么？白癣是不是？白癜风。是这是一个皮肤的疾病吗
？Okay.
Some kind of skin disease.
Okay.
Or, 这叫白癜风是皮肤病。
Okay. I pray for your skin.
好，我来为你的皮肤祷告。圣灵，他在帮你祷告，你就领受啊。圣灵，求你触摸他。你不用看我，你就闭着眼睛注视神。
I rebuke.
我斥责。
You spirit of skin disease.
我斥责他的皮肤病的灵。
Come out.
出来。放开他。圣灵，现在你就重新创造他的皮肤。奉耶稣的名。
Do you have any trouble making payments on the place you live?
就是你现在住的地方，你在付这个付钱上面有没有困难 ？No.
Not at all.
No. 没有。
Okay. It's all good.
所以就是说你在就是说你住的方面，你要付钱没有困难。就是你住你现在的房子是租的还是买的？你在这付款上有没有困难？
我来探亲的。过年探亲。
It's a simple question.
Okay,
it's not complicated.
Yeah, he's just visiting his relatives. So yeah,
No, I'm not talking about here. His own house where he lives.
你自己住的地方呢？你自己住的地方，你付房子付钱有没有困难？
在中国吗？
你在中国 ？In China, he's from China. Yeah.
I don't care where the house is. Does he have trouble?
I don't think he got the question. Okay.
Okay. Don't worry.
Okay.
I pray for you.
我为你祷告啊。
Father, I ask you to bless him financially in Jesus' name and help him with that situation.
天父，我求你在财务上祝福他，然后帮助他的情况。
谢谢，谢谢，谢谢。Yes, your ears again. Okay, let's go.
那个文艺，要不要一块到前面来
？You know what? No, you can stay there. Stay there.
圣灵触摸他的耳朵。祝你医治他。
好，
现在他又比较好啊。
Well, let's believe the anointing is working.
好，我们相信恩膏在运作。
Hey, my wife,
could you pray for the wife had depression?
You can't sleep.
好，这个姐妹她最近没有办法入睡啊。
And I have very bad appetite.
Okay.
啊，现在胃口很不好啊。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Touch it.
触摸他。
One thing. And the stomach too.
还有他的胃。
Okay. I see someone getting a glass of water.
我看到有一个人你在拿一杯水。
With your left hand, you can get it, and it's no problem.
你可以用你的左手来拿那个水杯，没有问题。
You can get it with your right hand, and it's not really much of a problem.
你也可以用你的右手拿，也不是问题。
But I see a picture.
但是我看到一幅图像。
When you go to grab the glass.
当你要去抓那个玻璃杯的时候
，With your right hand slowly，
你慢慢的用你的右手去拿
，It shakes，
然后你的手右手就会抖动。
And the thought has come to your mind that you hope it's not the beginning of a serious problem。
然后你就想说，哦，希望这不是一个很严重问题的开始。
So I want to pray for you。
我想要为你祷告
，That this shaking stops now，
就是你这个右手会在这边哦发抖，这个现在就停止。
Before anything gets more serious，
就是在还没有任何更严重的事情发生之前。
And it's more with the right hand。
好，小芬啊。
Okay。 We're doing good tonight. Okay. So just give me your right hand. See, it's shaking now.
Oh, 他的手现在也是会在抖。Oh.
Yeah. But this is the power of God now.
但现在这是神的能力。
Lord, let your power go into her right hand and right arm.
主让你的能力现在就进到她的右手还有右手背。
Okay. Now, what I see in the spirit,
我在灵里面看到。
Is the power is going in her arm and into her body. Her whole body is going to begin to shake. You'll see it.
我看到那个能力进到她的手，然后进到她的身体，她的全身都会抖动。
That way we know it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这样子我们就知道这是圣灵的工作。
You see it happening. Okay.
看，正在发生。
So when you minister to people, sometimes you can see.The Holy Spirit moving and how He moves.
所以当你服事的时候，有时候你可以看到圣灵他是在怎么样在运行。
So now God is touching her.
神现在正在触摸她。
So the Holy Spirit, He takes over.
哦，圣灵他就接管了这个事情。
When you see this happening, there's no more that we can do to help her.
当你看到这样的事情发生，我们没有办法再做任何事情去帮助她。
I know my work is finished.
我知道我这个工作做完了。
When we pray for people and God is moving,
当我们为人祷告，神在运行的时候，
God doesn't need all of our help.
神不需要我们所有的帮助。
So I know you're shaking under the power of God.
我知道你现在是在神的能力下，在这边有颤抖。
Stay here as long as you want.
哦，你想要在这里待多久都可以。
And you go sit down whenever you want to.
哦，那你如果什么时候你想要回坐的时候，你再回去。
Just enjoy.
你就享受。
The presence of God.
享受神的同在。
Can I pray for the increase of the anointing for your ministry?
我可不可以为你的侍奉啊 ，Rebecca， 为你的侍奉的这个啊。恩高加增来祷告。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
，I bless this ministry.
我祝福他的侍奉。
And I pray that from this moment she will see an increase of the anointing.
求这个从现在开始，他会看到恩高加增。
Thank you.
Oh, 请 Benson 出来哦，要为你的侍奉祷告。
That's a man of God right there. It's a man of God.
哦，他是属神的人。
I see the anointing on, let's see, you, the whole row, the whole row.
我看到这边这一整排都有恩膏。
Yeah, could you stand because this time I know it's God. Can you stand? Okay, and hold hands together.
哦，请这一排的你啊，就是啊，握手啊。
Okay.Holy Spirit,
圣灵
bless them,
祝福他们。
Okay, okay, all right.Can, you don't have to stand up, but can you just put your hands to God? Yeah. Holy Spirit.
圣灵
That's my brother.
这是我的弟兄
And I just feel like I want you to bless him now.
哦，我就觉得现在啊，你要祝你要你祝福他。
Let your anointing come on him now.
让你的恩膏现在就降在他的身上。
Your peace and your blessing.
你的平安还有你的祝福。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Strong anointing, Lord.
很强的恩膏。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Okay, that's good. Can I pray for you? Yeah.
好 ，Tiffany 哈。
Huh? I prayed for her already, didn't I?
You also prayed for her last night.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, God's, that's okay. God's blessing you.
神在祝福你。
It's good, good, good. Yeah. You're special.
你很特别，很特别哈。
Okay.Maybe I should play soccer.
或许我应该要去踢足球了。
I used to play.
我以前有踢足球。
I want to show you something.
我要跟大家来讲一些事情哦。
This man here, him.
The way?
Yeah. He had his head back. You were looking up to God, weren't you?
Oh, 就是讲到Joseph, 世元他头是这样子在仰望神。
He's doing the right thing.
他在做对的事情。
You know what he's thinking?
你知道他在想什么吗?
I'll tell you what he's thinking.
我告诉你他在想什么。
He's looking up to God, and this is what he's saying.
他在抬头仰望神，他是这样，他在跟神这样说。
God, I feel you here.
神啊，我在这里，我感觉到你。
I'm connected with you.
哦，我是跟你连接的。
I don't need prayer.
我不需要祷告。
Is that right?
是不是这样子？
I don't need this man to come and pray for me.
我不需要这个人来为我祷告。
God is doing something to him. He is in contact with God.
哦，他正在跟神接触。哦，神在他身上在做一些事情。
So he's teaching us tonight.
所以今天晚上他在教我们一些事情。
Look at, so I'm going to leave him alone.
所以我就会这样子，不要去打扰他。
Any of you need prayer for healing or anything?
你们有没有什么需要祷告、需要得医治的？有没有？
For the left side? Okay, come, come. Can you help me? I need your hand. Your left hand here?Come over here.
Oh, hello.
You put your hand on the pit where the problem is. Right, right there? It's there? Okay. Holy Spirit, thank you.
圣灵，谢谢你。医治他。好，你现在。试试走路走走看。Much better, much better. It was very painful. When she came tonight. 哦，她讲刚才这个姐妹讲的说，她今天晚上来的时候非常的痛，那现在已经觉得比较好了。Yeah.
Now all the pain go.
现在所有的疼痛都离开它。
Okay, try now.
好，现在再试试看。
Much better, huh? Good, good. Ooh. What? What? No, 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 no. She. No, me. Lung Li, Lung Li. Okay.What do you need? Come, come.
Anna, 到前面来。你有什么
？I'll be gentle.
哦，我会很温和的哈。
我的耳石不平衡，所以有时突然间睡一觉的时候就整个人很晕。
哦 ，OK， cannot balance
the ears, so sometimes. Oh, okay.
他说他那个耳朵不平衡，是啊、
okay.
所以就是有时候睡觉的时候会非常的晕。
Okay. Holy Spirit bless you.
圣灵祝福你。
God is fixing something with her balance.
哦， 他刚才有点，之前妹刚才有点往后仰，因为神是在修复他的平衡。
We learn different ways the Holy Spirit moves.
我们就学习圣灵不同方式的运作。
Okay. You feel God working, huh?
你有没有感觉到上帝在做工？你会没事的。
I won't forget you. Someone over here is thinking, don't stay over there too long.
那里有人在想说哈，不要叫，希望我不要一直待在这边哦。
Who said that just now?
刚刚有谁才这样跟神说过
？OK, you come.
好，春华，请你来啊。
Oh, God bless you. Yeah, come. You know, she just wants God.
她就是想要神哦。
She's hungry for God.
哦，她渴慕神。哦，圣灵感觉很好，对不对？
Oh, it's so fast.
很快哦。
Anybody here, not far from me, your mother is sick. She's not here, but your mother is sick.
离我不远的这个地方有没有人？你的母亲生病啊？她人没有在这儿。
Let's stretch our hands to him.
哦，我们都一起伸出手来为他祷告啊。
Father,
天父
，We know that his mother is not here.
我们知道他的妈妈没有在这里。
And she's not doing well.
哦，他身体不好。
God,
神啊
，This man has been praying for his mother.
哦，这个弟兄一直在为他的妈妈祷告。
And right now he's sad for her.
现在他为他妈妈感到很难过。
So all of us, we bless him.
所以我们就一起祝福。
And we send blessings to his mother.
我们就一起祝福他，而且我们把祝福带到他母亲那里。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
touch his mother right now.
现在，请你就触摸他的母亲。
And I pray that the next time she talks to him, she'll say, "I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better."
哦，我希望下次他妈妈跟他谈话的时候，哦，他妈妈能够说，哦，我现在觉得已经比较好了，比较好了。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
啊，神祝福你。
You know that's why you came tonight for your mother.
所以你今天晚上来就是为了你的母亲，嗯。
I see a motorcycle accident.
我看到有人骑摩托车出车祸。
You don't ride a motorcycle anywhere, but you had an accident where you fell and you landed on your right side. Your right leg got hurt.
哦，那你那个时候呢，就是你跌摔倒了，然后你的右腿就受伤了。
So I want to pray for the healing to finish.
所以我要为你的医治祷告。
Okay, is it okay? You can walk up here. Okay. This happened years ago.
这是
No, a few months ago.
Oh,
wow.
是啊。
And you landed on your right leg. Yeah.
哦，它是几个月。几个月前发生是那个摩托车是、
okay. 我是在那个车库里面练习、
okay.
然后那个
we just,
好没关系、yeah.
So we pray for your leg to be healed.
所以我们祷告要愿你的那个腿能够得医治啊。主，愿你的能力现在就进到他的腿，奉耶稣的名触摸他。让所有的骨头都归位。
Try walk. See if you feel a difference.
你走走看看，觉得有没有不一样呢？
More relaxed.
Good. You're being healed.
啊，你得医治。
Book a G.
Come back over here. 有谁在那边的？你说啊，让牧师回到这边来。
Okay. Can the two of you come? You can't escape.
你逃不掉的哈。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。 圣灵祝福他们。可不可以有哪位来帮忙一下？万一他们那个……
Does May the 29th mean anything to you?
五月二十九号，这个对你有没有任何的意义
？No, the end of May means nothing.
就是五月底对你来说有没有什么意义
？Okay, God bless you.
好
，Oh, you could sit.
好，可以回坐。好。
I'm not finished. You're going to have a breakthrough May the 29th.
我还没有讲完。你写下来哈。
God's going to do something special on that day.
五月二十九号的时候，你会有一个突破。神会做一个为你做一个特殊的事情。
Okay, I need to be a good boy. It's 9:35. We'll finish soon, but I just want to make sure.But the leaders will spank. Tim, Pastor Tim. Yeah. And Anna, I remember her. Yeah. Come, come.
Which one?
Her. Yeah, come, come.
好，请这位姐妹到前面来啊。
But the prayer request is not for me. It's for the brother all the way with the hat.
Yeah, yeah.
We did pray for him.
Actually, when you said the hand was shaking, it's about him too. But he wasn't. He wasn't
okay.
He went out. And he
okay.
He couldn't understand English. He has Wilson disease, which is... We
prayed for that.
We did pray for him.
About that hand, his right hand is shaking.
Now it's shaking?Okay, so he wants prayer again.
就是说，你的右手平常也会不自主的抖动，是不是？有没有？
有。Okay.
Yes.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Give me. Mm-hmm.
好，他就为你祷告。
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our sister that wants to see him prayed for again.
父神，我们谢谢你这位弟兄，他也有右手会抖动的问题。Yeah.
Touch him in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名触摸他。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, one of you came tonight. You said, "I want God to do something for me tonight."
Which one?
Yeah, one of them.
你们当中今天有其中一个，你来的时候，你跟神说，我想要神今天晚上为我做一些事情。
And the meeting is about to close.
我们聚会不久要结束。
And you didn't get the prayer you thought you would get.
你还没有得着你想要得到的祷告。
Is it both of you?
是你们哪一位？
I think you're okay. I think you're okay. Isn't that right? But you and you were hoping. Can I pray for two of you?
Well, can we wait?
Okay, come. You want to be in? Okay. Okay. So you came expecting tonight.
So 今天晚上你是有的，是有所期待而来的哈。You want to pray for him?
No, we come up front.
啊，请你们到前面啊，牧师要为你们祷告。
Okay. So since you're friends and you're together,
因为你们是在一起是朋友
hold hands.
好，请你们就
it's good company.
你们是很好的同伴。
Okay. Okay. So now, listen. I'm not going to try to make you fall or shake or do any of that.
我不会要想要让你倒啊，或者是那个抖动啊这些。
Because God talks to me. So don't worry about falling or any of that.
所以不要担心你倒下来之类的。
God's going to touch you in a peaceful way.
神会用一种很和平安的方式来触摸你。
That's what you really want.
因为你想要的就是这样子。
Okay? I just want God to touch you the way He wants to touch you, not the way I want to. You know?
所以我想要神按照他的方式来触摸你，而不是按照我所想的方式。
We say, God, He is the great I am.
我们说神他是最伟大的那个自由拥有的神。
I am.The great I am not.
而我是这个，我就是什么都不是的那个。圣灵。今天晚上他们三个人都在跟你交谈。
Even before coming to the service.
甚至在来聚会之前。
Lord, they were talking to each other.
主，他们也在彼此交谈。
And they said that they wanted you to do something for them.
他们也在说他们想要你为他们做一些事情。
But they said they didn't want to fall or.
但是他们说他们不想要倒下来。
Or shake or.
也不想要这个发抖啊，做一些这个看起来很好笑的事情。
So Lord, I thank you.
所以主，我感谢你。
That you're not going to do that.
所以，主，你不会那样做。
Lord,
主
，I pray that your love,
我祷告你的爱
，would just come upon them.
你的爱就降在他们身上。
All they care about, they say in their hearts, they wanted to know God's love tonight.
今天晚上他们的心中就是说他们想要认识神的爱。
That's what you were talking about.
这就是你们本来在说的。
So Father,
所以父神
feeling your love is the best thing. It's so good.
感受到你的爱是最好的事情。
And before I even touch them, Lord, I thank you that you're already touched them.
主啊，我谢谢你，在我还没有碰到他们的时候，你已经在触摸他们了。
Thank you, Jesus.
耶稣，谢谢你。
I'm not supposed to touch you.
我不应该会碰到你们。
I'm going to go over here.
我要到那边去。
It's good, huh?
这位姐妹说她还是有点头痛，所以就
You'll be good. Okay, so I'm over here. Holy Spirit,
圣灵
Thank you that you've already been touching them.
谢谢你，你早就在触摸他们。
I thank you that your presence is already on them.
谢谢你，你的同在已经在他们的身上。
Okay, you can open your eyes.
好，你们现在可以睁开眼睛哈。
In secret, you talked to God.
你在暗中跟神说话。
You said, God, I want to work for you.
你跟神说，我想要为你工作。
And you're wondering, you've been wondering if God has a ministry for you.
你有在想说神是否有一个事工要给你。
And I want to tell you that God, I'm confirming to you that God is calling you.
我在跟你印证说神在呼召你。
You're going to be busy for God.
你将会为神忙碌。
And you're going to be known as a woman of God who works for God.
哦，人们将会知道你是一个为神工作的，是属神的姐妹。
You're one of God's workers.
你是神的工人之一。
You're going to be very busy for God, and you're going to get many things done for God.
你会为神做很多事情。
You're going to travel for God.
你也会为神去旅行。
You know that.
这个你知道的。
Okay. You're going to go to other countries and different churches and places.
你会去不同的国家还有不同的教会。
You will never be happy in one place.
你一直在一个地方，你永远都不会快乐。
You're supposed to move for God.
你是要为了神而这个行动的。
Now.I'm going to say something about your life.
我关于你的生命，我要讲一些事情。
The anointing, sometimes it's described as oil.
那个恩膏有时候被形容为油。
No one will be able to control you.
没有人能够控制你。
And if they grab you and try to control you, you'll be so slippery with oil.
如果有人试着要抓住你来控制你的，你会很滑，就像油一样。
Grab you and you,
他们抓住你，然后你就这样跳开来了。
You'll slip out of their hands.
你会从他们的手中给溜走。
God has a special hand on you where He will not permit any person in the world to control you.
神的手很特别的在你身上，他不会容许世界上的任何人控制你。
Because He wants you to be free for Him.
因为他要你在他面前是自由的。
So a part of your ministry, you're going to minister the freedom of God.
所以你的侍奉的一部分就是你会侍奉出神的自由。
And people are going to come, they're going to talk to you, and you're going to say, "You want to be free? I can show you."
哦，人们会来找你谈话，说你会跟他们说，哎，你们想要自由吗？哦，我可以跟你指出一条路。
Now, I'm not trying to avoid you, but I want to come to you.
我不是试着要这个来躲避你，但是我要先到你的面前。
I'm not saying she's not your good friend. I'm not saying that.
我不是说她不是你的好朋友啊。
But I can see there's something special between you and her.
但是我会看到你跟那个 Anne 之间有很特别的事情。
You're going to work with her.
你将会跟她一起同工。
You know that.
你知道的哈。
So God has called you also.
所以神也呼召了你。
And while I was ministering to her, in your heart, in secretly, you were crying to God.
所以当我刚才在服侍 Anne 的时候，在你的心中，你刚才也在暗暗的在跟神呼求。
And you didn't realize that God was saying the same thing to you.
哦，你那时候不知道说神也在跟你说一样的话。
You were hoping that I would have picked you and said these things.
你本来也在希望我会把你挑出来跟你说这些话的。
But I'm here to tell you the prophecy to her is the same one to you.
但是我要跟你说，我刚才给 Anne 发的预言，跟你讲，要跟你讲的是一样的话。
And the two of you will have a friendship that will last for life.
你们两个人会有一生之久的友谊。
And you're going to be very happy working together.
哦，你们两个一起同工会很快乐。
And the way you're in the middle.
还有你在中间这个方式。
And you're loving both of them like a, you know, you're taller than them.
你比他们两个都高哈，而且你爱他们两个。
And in a way, you're like a big sister to them. You know, yes, yes, yes.
就一方面来说，你好像他们的姐姐一样。
You're a good sister to them.
你是对他们来讲是很好的姐妹。
God's going to use you to bring people together.
神会使用你把人带在一起。
You're going to God's going to develop a ministry where you will bring people together, and together people will do things for God.
哦，神会使用你把人聚在一起，然后为神做事。
And someday you're going to be the leader of a ministry.
有一天你会成为一个事工的领袖。
And people will work with you.
人们会跟你一起工作。
To bring people together to seek God.
哦，把人带在一起来寻求神。
And one of the things that's going to be strong with your group, it's going to be a strong prayer group.
哦，你的那个团体会是一个很强的祷告的团体。
And people will pray and seek God.
人们会祷告来寻求神。
Now, you might not travel as much as them or be as much of a missionary, but your prayers will you be praying for missionaries.
哦，你或许不会像他们一样，就是到处走去宣教，但是你的祷告是，就是会为他们的宣教祷告。
Your group is going to have a map of the world.
你的团队会有一个世界地图。
And you're going to put it on the table. I see a table with the map of the world, and the group is praying for different places in the world.
我看到在一张桌子上有一个世界地图，然后你们就会指着那个不同的地方，就是为世界各地来祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm picking you. Yeah, can you come? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Pastor Vicky, can you come? When I was finished with them, I'm trying to stop the meeting. I really am.
Okay, 当我在服侍他们完的话，我会试着要结束聚会啊。
But I had this feeling that you were thinking.
但是我好像觉得你在想。
Before we finish, does he have something for me?
所以你是在想说，哦，在我们聚会结束之前，牧师是不是有什么要给我的
？Is that right?
是不是
？Okay, you were just thinking that. So.
所以你刚刚就在这样想哦。
Yes, I do have something for you.
是的，我有一些要给你的。
I see you finding work for God in a church.
我看到你在一个教会里面找到为神做的工。
And I see your purpose becoming more revealed to you this year.
我看到今年你的目标会更多的跟你显明出来。
And you've had a time where your heart is saying, Lord.I want to serve you more.
你曾经有一段时间在跟主说，主啊，我想要更多的来侍奉你。
But I don't know how or what. But please tell me what to do.
但是我不晓得要如何做，或是做什么，请你告诉我要做什么。
God's hand is on you.
神的手在你身上。
And your ministry is about to get intense.
你的侍奉会开始变得强烈。
God is about to open up His purpose to you.
神将会把他的目的跟你开启。
And you're going to be doing good work for God, but first in a local church.
你会为神做美好的工作，但首先是在本地的教会。
And you're going to be very effective.
你会非常的有果效。
And she's going to help you.
那这个 Vicky 牧师会帮助你。
Is that true?And you know that for her.
那这个 Vicky 牧师知道他是这样子的。
Yeah, you're going to do good.
你会做得很好。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
，in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名
，open her eyes and her ears.
开她的眼，开她的耳。
To see what she has to do.
看见她要做什么。
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
就这样。
Father, thank you for tonight.
天父，我们为今天晚上感谢你。
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are.
圣灵，我们感谢你。
We thank you that you are the main minister, not me.
你是主要的牧师，不是我。
So Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵。
Go with all of us as we go home in our cars.
当我们回家，开车回家的时候，你与我们每一个人同去。
And for everyone who was not prayed for or ministered to, let them go with your presence in a special way.
凡是没有被祷告的人，让你的同在以特别的方式跟他们同去。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen, Amen.
So, we'll see you tomorrow night.
好，我们明天晚上见。
And I keep trying to finish at 9:30. I'm sorry if I went long.
Oh, no, 10 okay. is okay. Yeah.
10 is okay.